From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth radio program originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we have been focusing on a very small, but a very powerful, yea, indeed, a very eternal verse of Scripture. It's Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. I say it's eternal because the Word of God will never fade away. But I also say it's eternal because it talks about the eternal Jesus Christ, the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I trust that you've been with us throughout the course of the week for this Bible study. If not, I would encourage you to contact us because we could send you the notes and the outlines as well as a CD of this particular study. And I think this is one of those verses that every Christian needs to meditate upon and get to appreciate because we are living in a time of change. Things change all of the time, but Jesus will never change because he is perfect. He is eternal. As he was in the past, he is today, and he will be forever. And throughout the course of this week, we have been looking at this great verse. We noted, first of all, the essence of the statement, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And by that, I meant that Jesus Christ, the changeless Savior, is to be the composition of every pulpit and the confidence of every person. But then we have also been looking at the effect of that statement, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And we've noted there that as it relates to Christ, the person of Christ remains the same, the power of Christ remains the same, the promises of Christ remain the same, and the purpose of Christ remains the same. Today, as we wrap up our study, we're going to look at the encouragement of the statement, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. You know, we've been looking at this verse all week, a short verse, and we've looked at this five times already on the program. But you know something, beloved? Even in looking at this verse all week, we have not really touched just but the tip of the iceberg, as it were, as it relates to the greatness of this verse. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Think of it. Study it through. Meditate upon it. Because you see, this verse has a great encouragement to us. You know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, that we are to look up unto Jesus, as it were, the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, we are to be keeping our eye upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember that verse, Hebrews 12, 2? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What a Savior we have in Jesus Christ. And we are to be looking unto him. We are to be keeping our eyes on him. We are to have him in our focus constantly because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as we focus on him, he gives us the strength to be all that we need to be. He gives us the power to do all that we need to do. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. What an encouraging statement this is. You say, why is it such an encouraging statement? Well, for several reasons. Number one, it's encouraging because Jesus Christ still saves. He came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. And as Jesus came into this world to do that, he still gives eternal life and the forgiveness of sins to those who trust him. Secondly, this verse is encouraging because Jesus Christ is all that he claims to be. When you study the life of Christ, you will find that he indicated through his own teaching that he was the 100% God-man, the Savior of the world. He indicated that he is the eternal Son of God. And down through the years, there have been those who have tried to discount who Jesus Christ is. But they've never really been able to prove that, because Jesus is all that he claims to be. That's an encouragement to those of us who know him. The third encouragement that we receive from this statement, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, is the fact that Jesus Christ is in control of the events of the world. We emphasized in our study thus far that Jesus Christ is the authority of this universe. Nothing happens apart from the allowance or the cause or the direction of Jesus Christ. And that means we can depend upon him. Everything that we go through in life, everything that you face, everything that I face, the Lord Jesus is allowing and causing and directing for a purpose. Let's trust him. Let's depend upon him as we go through the difficulties of life. As we go through the joys of life, let's give him the praise, because he is working his purpose out in our lives. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, means that Jesus Christ will always direct our lives. As he has directed us in the past, he will also direct us in the present and in the future. Down through the years, I've talked to individuals who have said, "Pastor Gary, I used to see Jesus leading me, but I don't sense his direction today." Well, beloved, if you don't sense his direction today, it's because you're not in his word. It's because you have taken your eyes off of him. Because as Christ has directed you in the past, he will direct you to do his will today. He will direct you tomorrow as he leads you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, means that Jesus Christ provides security for all believers. He gives eternal security to those who trust him. He has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He has promised that no one can ever pluck us out of his hand or out of his Father's hand. It's Jesus Christ who ever lives to make intercession for those of us who belong to him. And we can be encouraged by the fact that that will always continue. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We take encouragement from that verse because that reminds us that Jesus Christ will come again. And the first stage of the second coming of Christ is the rapture that could take place even before this broadcast is over. Let's take courage in that. We can anticipate and expect the imminency of the return of Christ, meaning that he could return at any moment. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, we take encouragement in that statement because that means that Christ deserves our confidence, our praise, our worship, and our service as long as we live. What a Savior we have. There's a song that we sing many times around the Easter time. It's called Hallelujah, What a Savior. And truly, he is. Yes, Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim his worthy praise forever. The question is, how should you respond to this series of messages this week from Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever? Well, first of all, respond to Christ by trusting him as your personal Savior. Call upon his name and ask him to save you. Secondly, respond to Christ by having complete confidence in him. Everything that he has promised, he will fulfill. Thirdly, respond to Christ by desiring to get to know him better through the reading and the studying of his word, the eternal word of God. Number four, respond to this series this week by sharing Jesus Christ to the world around you. People need the Lord. They need to hear about Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And then number five, respond to this series this week by exalting Jesus Christ in all that you do. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Beloved, because Jesus Christ is all the Bible says that he is, we have strength for each day, we have confidence for tomorrow, and we have assurance for eternity. Because he is the same, never changes, yesterday and today and forever. I trust that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. If you don't, if you've never called upon his name to ask him to save you, do so today. Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you make that decision for Christ today, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, thank you so very much for being with us throughout the course of this week. Have a great weekend, and the Lord willing, we'll be back with you again Monday. Sunday, go to church. Keep looking up. Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.